Ryan family. Just, come on down, relax. Just before we get started here on the sermon, we're gonna speak very, very quickly, so you listen as fast as you can. We're going to get you out of here on time. I know it's such a beautiful day. Folks have things to do, but we're so glad you're in church today. And very quickly, before we get going, I just need to let the folks know, and Gary and the family out there, that Terry Lee and Jennifer have been such an absolute treat to us for the years that they have been here. So many times walking into church, and you know, if you live in this area and you know how busy life can be and so many things whizzing by you and you've had dealings with bosses and family life situation going on, turmoil, and I think in this area is one of the most difficult areas in the world to live in, to be honest about it, because of the stress that we have here. I think it's also a wonderful opportunity and such a blessing to get to live in this area, but sometimes we come in with just... I'll tell you one thing, every time that I see that brother, every time that I see Jennifer, and don't you think Jennifer looks so very nice today? Don't you think? Gary, she wore that dress today because she doesn't normally do that. Just letting you know out there. Sit with the family. Sit with the family over there. Every time that I see this brother, every time that I see Jennifer, and Jennifer so many times, I'm busy here doing, she's zoom, zoom, zoom over there. She's the only one who is qualified to stack the water bottles in the refrigerator for us when they come in. Why? She's the only one who can reach the lower little trays down there anymore like that. She is what we call built for the job. Every time that I see them, they bring a smile. And if you have the opportunity for God to bless you, to allow someone sent from God to come into your life, to bring a smile to your heart every time you see them, you ought to thank God for it, amen? And I tell you, we thank God. Gary, that was just for you. Met Gary this morning. And I thought to myself, I said, man, you know, I had to share a room with my brother growing up, but y'all had that sharing a room thing a lot longer than I did over here being twins. So, think about it out there. You won't just figure that one out, didn't you? In God's Word, Buddy just got that one out there. Buddy just got it. 2 Corinthians, and I believe it just fits in so well with Rich praying this morning. With so many things that we've heard in the news this week, my week was a little different. Down at the Quartet Convention, and 1,000 people, so many sinners down there, and so many things to do, and God was just gracious and allowed us to book the schedule for next year. And boy, we have tremendous groups coming back, Mark Trammell and Triumphant Quartet and Dixie Echoes and the Dixie Melody Boys, Proclaim, just so many wonderful groups that have blessed us this past year, have been willing to come back and sing for us again. Freedom, John Rulopal's come back, and he said, Buddy, I'm just looking forward to it. I am already looking forward to coming back and singing at your church, and it's just about almost a full year away. That makes your heart feel good. Being in that environment and not quite being up on the news if you've been on. Miss Ruby's prayer request this morning about all this turmoil that is going on in the Middle East. There are things that affect us. There are things that just tear out our heart. There are things that just make us question. And what we turn for next, we turn to God's Word. We open God's Word. In this fourth chapter, I'm just going to read a couple of verses. Kind of a little prep here. Seventh verse reads, But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. The eighth verse, We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Then I am jumping all the way to the 16th verse, where the writer, the Apostle Paul, he writes, "Therefore, we do not lose heart." God's word. When you hear it, think about this week. There's so many times when I read God's word, and boy, the words there just kind of jump off of the pages of my Bible, just like the ink is still wet. "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed. How? Day by day. Day by day. Within my heart, God is renewing me," this inner man. "For our light affliction here, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceedingly and eternal weight of glory. We do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Heavenly Father, I had a special lesson of reading your word today. Open our hearts so you can receive that special thing you have for each and every one of us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen, amen. How do I focus on something that is invisible? Now, when I was a youngster, it was a program came on the black and white television. Yes, you youngsters asking, what is that out there? And there was a little movie on there, and there was a fella who walked around, and he was talking to an individual. What was that now? And the individual that we're talking to was invisible. And I, being so young, I would look at the place where nothing was. Some of you going to play where a fellow sits and talks to supposed a big what? Rabbit? That's what? Invisible. Invisible. How can you focus? How can you clearly see something that is invisible? We're going to talk about that. It says in God's word here, first and foremost, in the 16th verse, it says, never lose heart. Don't let these things that you hear, don't let this news that is all around us. It is said one time that if you're able to keep calm and collected, when everyone around you is losing their mind, you probably don't know what's going on. And it's okay. But I'll tell you one thing. When I read my Bible and it says don't lose heart, I know that the writer here is clued into what is going on. Because we need Christians to stand and not to lose heart. Believing that God is still on the throne, that He is still full of grace for His children. So why do we go through this? First of all, I have points. I have them written down. Progress is not always visible. We're always looking. We want to see. Show it to me, show me, show me, show me. If we're all real honest, we're all somewhere from Missouri sometime. Because what we want to see, show me, show me, show me, show me. When my God, so many times, He wants you to believe. He wants you to feel. He wants you to know within your heart of hearts that nope, He has not forsaken you. He has not turned His back on you. The thing that you are dealing with in your life, He will see you through. Down at the convention, you have these speakers up there, and they have dropped those little anecdotes out there, those little things. And I heard this week, God never made a Holiday Inn in the valley. Nope. He wants to see you through that valley, out the other side. fella got up, and they'd been singing together for over 50 years. He introduced his friend. He says, "You know, you may think that we're a little old, and yes, we are. When we started, rainbows were black and white." It just brought a smile to her heart. But as they sang together, you could see the love that God had given them through the years. How many people within the sound of my voice that God has been good to you? How many people here he has been good for you more than just one day, more than just one week, more than just one year? God has been good to us, some of you, for a long time. Amen, amen. And friends, that is something to be proud of. When you have walked the walk, talked the talk, when you've been able to stand and say, "You know what? God has seen me through these valleys before, and I know within my heart that he will see me through the valley again." You are professing a faith in something that is invisible. It says here, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceedingly internal weight of glory. A lot of times, the thing that we are dealing with, it is there to simply mold us, make us into a better vessel for God through his Holy Spirit to use. You got to be ready. One of the founders of the Chrysler Corporation said one time, says the reason that people don't get ahead and they don't take advantage is that when opportunity comes knocking, they're out in the backyard looking for a four-leaf clover. Think about that. Out there looking for some luck. When God wants you to be focused on the opportunity at hand, it's difficult when you're in the midst of it. It's difficult when you have questions and your heart is just plain hurting. But God wants to create something better in us than we are. I'm in the midst of watching these baseball games. I listen to them Nats. I listen to those Orioles. Why? Because I've been through some lean times up here in D.C. when it comes to baseball. Do I hear an amen out there from some of you been around? What was it? First in the hearts, first in country, and last in the American League. Used to be the old saying. Well, I'm glad we're now in the National League. We don't have to say that anymore. And I'm listening to them because I was a baseball fan from just a little one. The little thing that back in 1984, I would watch him, and when he played for the Senators, and then the devil took him away up to Minnesota. I believe that. And when he was inducted in the Hall of Fame, he made a little short little statement. He said, "Let me tell you," he said, "my father in our front yard taught us how to play baseball." He said, "He is the reason that I am here today." And he said, "One day, Mom came out. She says, 'Don't y'all know that you're tearing up the yard?'" And he said, "My father looked back and said, 'Honey, we're raising kids, not grass. You got to go through a little stuff. You have to have stuff in your life that you can't quite get a handle on for you to grow. For your grass to get greener in your life, you got to dig into it a little bit. You got to have a little dust. Got to throw a little seed, a little fertilizer. You have to deal with waiting on a little rain." Then we have to fix our eyes on the invisible. We have to know that God and his wisdom has something far greater for me and far greater for you than just what we have around us. I believe that we have our focus on the goodness of God. When we have our focus in what He has done for us, what He has done for us in the past, what He is doing for today, and I know without a doubt now, what He will do for us in the future, then your heart will not be shaken. A lot of things in your life can go a little, but if you keep your faith in Him, you can stand and say, greater is He that is in me than any old thing in this old world out there. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens who? Me and you and you. You know, we hear these things. We hear these things. We get a little... Don't worry about it. I believe, Rich, you're going to lie. I believe that I was put on this earth to do a number of things for God. Come up, dark. Thought you'd fallen asleep over there. Check on it. I believe that I was put on this earth to do a number of things for God. And I even more believe, especially with the week I have, being down at the Quartet Convention, shaking about thousands of hands, having people run around and tell me, ooh, I love being at your church. You're that little church. Yes, we're that little church. Bob sitting up there in the audience. Mark Trammell is down there singing the number one song in all of Southern gospel music. And Bob Mumford's going, yeah, they're going to be at my church next month. Amen, brother. And proud of it. I believe that God has put me here to do nothing for Him. And I believe that I'm so far behind, I will never die. That's the way you ought to feel. How many of you know someone that simply needs something from God? Needs you to be warm. Even if they're going and they're struggling and they're just need you to go, you know what? It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. God, through His grace, is going to see us through. Amen. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in Your house. We have read Your word. We have sung songs that uplift our spirits. We've shared in prayer requests and praises for You, God. And most of all, we believe that we should never fade within our heart our faith in You. So God, hear our pleas today. Please accept our humble praise. Be with us. Strengthen us for the week that You have ahead. Not only give us safe traveling mercies, but instill with us a desire to share this wonderful love of God, this excitement, this thrill to be a believer, to have Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, to simply know without a shadow of a doubt that I am heaven bound. Thank You, God. Thank You for being with us. Thank You for each one that took part in the service today.